All right. Good morning, everybody. We're going to start the November 17th Advisory Committee meeting. Call the meeting to order. Start with a roll call, please.
Good morning, everyone. This is the roll call for attendance of the November 17, 2022 Advisory Committee meeting. Miner 1, San Antonio Water Company.
Brian Lee online.
Miner 2, Monta Vista Irrigation Company. City of Chino Hills. City of Chino.
Dave Crosley.
Cucamonga Valley Water District.
Amanda Coker.
Fontana Union Water Company.
Josh Swift.
Fontana Water Company.
Chris Feely.
Harupa Community Services District.
Chris Birch.
Monta Vista Water District. City of Ontario.
Courtney Jones.
City of Pomona. City of Upland.
Nicole DeMowitt.
For the non-ag pool, Vice Chair Brian Guy.
Here.
And for the ag pool,
Jeff Pearson, present.
And Monta Vista Water District.
Justin Scott Coe, sorry for being late, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I think, Ron, you can hear us, right?
I can hear you now. It wasn't on for a while. Thank you. Okay. Ron Craig, Chino Hills.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Ron. Anybody else that got missed? Want to jump in? All right. Thank you, Denise. Appreciate it. Peter, any additions or reorders to the agenda?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the advisory committee. There are no additions and no reorders to the agenda.
I guess I should have said good morning first. So thank you, Peter. All right. So we'll move on to item number one, consent calendar. Consent calendar considered to be routine and non-controversial items. Is there anybody that wishes to pull anything from the consent or make a motion?
Non-ag will make a motion to approve consent.
Thanks, Brian.
Ag will second that motion. Thanks. Pearson.
Thank you, Jeff. And just to make sure, anybody have any items that they want to pull? All right, we've got a motion and a second. We'll go ahead, and unless I hear any dissenting voices, we'll go ahead and approve these. Any issues? Going once, twice. All right, consent calendar is passed. Thank you. All right, we've got three business items today, so let's start with those. The first one is the fiscal year 2022-23 budget amendment proposal for engineering services for Chino Basin Water Master to develop a plan for recharge projects. Peter, you going to kick this off?
Yes. This item is the same as presented to the pools last week. I'm happy to provide any additional detail as needed for the advisory committee. It was recommended unanimously by all three pools for advisory committee approval. Okay.
Thank you. Does anybody wish to have any presentation redone on this or discussion on this since we discussed last week? I'll start with online. Is there anybody online that's got any comments? Anybody in the room? All right. And being that it was approved by all the committees last week, is there anybody that wishes to move this forward with a recommendation for approval?
Ron Craig, Chino Hills.
Thank you, Ron.
Moves approval.
Thank you. Thanks, Chris. Chris Diggs, second that. All right. We'll go ahead and do a volume vote for this, please. Thank you.
Minor, 1.
Ryan Lee, yes.
Minor, 2.
Justin Scott Coe, yes.
City of Chino Hills.
Ron Craig, yes.
City of Chino.
Dave Crosley, yes.
Cucamonga Valley Water District.
Amanda Coker, yes.
Fontana Union Water Company.
Josh Swift, yes.
Fontana Water Company.
Chris Feely, yes.
Harupa Community Services District.
Chris Birch, yes.
Monta Vista Water District.
Justin Scott Coe, yes.
City of Ontario.
Courtney Jones, yes.
City of Pomona. City of Upland.
Yeah, Nicole DeMoet, yes.
And for the agricultural pool?
Yes.
Sir, can you state your name for the record?
Pearson.
Thank you. And for the non-ag pool?
Brian Guy, yes.
Thank
you.
The
motion passes unanimously.
Thank you. I just want to thank everyone. I think this was a perfect example of us coming together in the last month to figure out that we need something more, and we got around and did it. So thank you, especially to the recharge committee that really kind of kicked this off. So thanks, Jeff. I really appreciate that. Thank you. All right, moving on to item B, fiscal year budget amendment for Tom Dotson and Associates Services. Peter, any updates on this one?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. No updates on this one. The proposed action is for the advisory committee to approve this budget amendment. This was presented at the pools last week, and the appropriative pool recommended advisory committee approval by majority vote, as did the non-agricultural pool. The agricultural pool recommended advisory committee approval unanimously. At the appropriative pool, the parties that recommended the vote of no on this are the cities of Chino and Ontario and Monta Vista Water District. And for the reasons, their concern is that this is the item that pertains to their ongoing litigation. So they thought it was, they didn't want to support the budget amendment for that reason.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Peter, for that. Is there any other comments or thoughts from any of the committee members prior to, or since that has happened since last week? Or anybody want to elaborate on what Peter just characterized? Obviously, this is what the record will be for advisory as well. So please, if you've got comments or would like to put that on the record, please do so. All right. Chatty group today. All right. So I'll entertain a motion if there is one.
Mr. Chairman, Jeff Pearson, Agricultural Pool. I'd like to make the motion to approve the budget amendment A-22-11-02 is presented.
Thank you, Jeff.
Amanda Coker, Cucamonga, will second.
Thank you, Amanda. All right, any further discussion?
Mr. Chair, just yes, real please. Quick, Monta Vista Irrigation Company, as well as Water District, objects to it for the reasons stated by Peter. But we're a minor producer rep here on the advisory committee, and I believe the majority of the minor producers did vote in favor of this. So that's the reason I'll be voting in favor as the irrigation company. Just want to make it clear now.
All right. Thank you, Justin. Appreciate it. Any other comments from anybody online?
Don't do that.
All right. All right. We've got a motion. We got a second. And we got, I won't say what I was going to say. All right, Denise, will you do a roll call vote, please? Volume. My bad. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Justin got me frazzled.
Miner 1, San Antonio Water Company.
Brian Lee, yes.
Miner 2, Monta Vista Irrigation Company.
Justin Scott Coe, yes.
Yeah.
City of Chino Hills.
Ron Craig, yes.
City of Chino.
Dave Crosley, no.
Cucamonga Valley Water District.
Amanda Coker, yes.
Fontana Union Water Company.
Josh Swift, yes.
Fontana Water Company.
Chris Feely, yes.
Harupa Community Services District.
Chris Birch, yes.
Monta Vista Water District.
Justin Scott Coe, no.
City of Ontario.
Courtney Jones, no.
City of Pomona. City of Upland.
Nicole DeMowitt, yes.
For the Ag Pool.
Jeff Pearson, yes.
And the non-Ag Pool.
Brian Guy, yes.
The motion passes by majority with 72.141 votes.
All right, thank you. All right, moving on to item 2C, fiscal year 2022-23 assessment package. This one, I believe we're asking advice and assistance from the committee. And Peter, do you have any updates on this?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The assessment package that is in front of the advisory committee today for advice and assistance to Watermaster has been revised from what the pool committee saw last week to include the two budget amendments. Based on the votes last week, we made the assumption that they would carry as they have. So the assessment package that is presented to you includes those. We do have a presentation available if anybody would like to see the same presentation. There's nothing different on there other than the total budget has increased by the $60,000 and $150,000 of the two budget amendments. The assessment package was considered by the pools last week, and it is unanimously recommended for approval by the non-agricultural and the agricultural pool committees, and recommended by majority approval, by majority vote at the appropriative pool. The parties at the appropriative pool that had concerns are the City of Ontario, the City of Chino, Monta Vista Water District, and Monta Vista Irrigation Company. The reasons that they stated, although they clarified that they believe that the arithmetic is correct as far as water transactions, their concern is as it applies to the approved budget, on which they have the concerns that were expressed, as you just heard also for the second budget amendment. So for those reasons, they oppose. In addition to that, the City of Ontario offered the advice to not approve the assessment package because of their continuing issue that they have with the dry year yield accounting. So with that, we're happy to provide additional information or answer any questions the committee may have.
Thank you, Peter. Any thoughts from anybody in the room on wanting to go through that presentation or have Joe talk about the differences from adding those two amendments in there? Anybody online wish to do that? All right. Please.
Just one for it was $2.10.
Okay. Thank you, Brian. All right. Anybody online? Okay. So we have, let's start this way. Anybody have a motion to move it forward? And then I'll open it up for a little bit of discussion. Just make sure everybody can get their thoughts on the record.
Brian Guy, non-ag, will move it forward.
Thank you, Brian.
Chris Feely, Fontana Water Company, will second.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. All right, so we have a motion and a second. Discussion on this item or things for the record? Thank you. Justin, go ahead.
For the same reason for the last item, irrigation company, while we oppose it, we will represent the minor producers in voting yes.
Okay, right on. Thank you. Is there anything that you want to add to Peter's characterization of the items from last week? You're good? All right. Courtney or Dave, either of you have anything you want to add?
Good morning. This is Courtney. I don't have anything additional to add. Peter did a great job characterizing our concerns. So thank you.
All right. Thank you, Courtney. Appreciate it. Just want to check in with
nothing
Dave.
Nothing further to add from Dave.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it. Anybody else in the room or online have any other comments? All right. Then we'll move to a volume vote on this as well. Thank you, Denise.
Miner 1, San Antonio Water Company.
Brian Lee, yes.
Miner 2, Monta Vista Irrigation Company.
Justin Scotco, reluctantly, yes.
City of Chino Hills.
Ron Craig, yes.
City of Chino.
Dave Crosley, no.
Cucamonga Valley Water District.
Amanda Coker, yes.
Fontana Union Water Company.
Josh Swift, yes.
Fontana Water Company.
Chris Feely, yes.
Harupa Community Services District.
Chris Birch, yes.
Monta Vista Water District.
Justin Scotco, no.
City of Ontario.
Courtney Jones, no.
City of Pomona. City of Upland.
Nicole DeMowitt, yes.
For the agricultural pool.
Jeff Pearson, yes.
And for the non-agricultural pool.
Brian Guy, yes.
The motion passes by majority with 72.141 votes.
Thank you. Appreciate that. We'll move on to the next item. Our last item on our business items is the resolution to levy the replenishment and administrative assessments for fiscal year 22-23 based on production year 21-22. Essentially, this is the carryover from the prior item. Is there any other items from staff?
Nothing different.
Okay.
Nothing further.
So I think the comments were relatively the same from regards to that. So just ask, is there any other discussion that we need to have internally here that's different from the last one? Or in addition to? All right, I'll entertain a motion if there is one.
Montana Union. Motion.
Thank you, Josh. Josh Swift.
Jeff Pearson, seconds motion. Agpool.
All right, thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. All right, open up one last time for any discussion online. I think we will assume that it's the same comments as the last item unless you say otherwise. All right. Thank you. Can we move on volume on this as well, please?
Apologize, I'm having some technical difficulties. Okay. Miner 1, San Antonio Water Company.
Brian Lee, yes.
Miner 2, Monta Vista Irrigation Company.
Justin Scotco, yes.
City of Chino Hills.
Ron Craig, yes.
City of Chino.
Dave Crosley, no.
Cucamonga Valley Water District?
Amanda Coker, yes.
Fontana Union Water Company?
Josh Swift, yes.
Fontana Water Company?
Chris Feely, yes.
Harupa Community Services District?
Chris Birch, yes.
Monta Vista Water District?
Justin Scottco, no.
City of Ontario?
Brittany Jones, no.
City of Pomona? City of Upland?
Nicole DeMowitt, yes.
For the agricultural pool?
Jeff Pearson, yes.
For the non-agricultural pool?
Brian Guy, yes.
I guess 72%.
The motion passes by majority with 72.141 votes.
All right. Thank you again. Appreciate that. Thanks for everybody for helping move through those business items pretty efficiently. I appreciate that. So we'll move to reports and updates. Watermaster Legal Counsel, Brad, any updates for the group?
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Not too many changes since last week's pool committee meetings. We do have the hearing on calendar for tomorrow in regard to the Chino Monta Vista Water District, Monta Vista Irrigation Company, and City of Ontario motion regarding the board's adoption of the 2022-2023 budget and the inclusion of the CEQA-related expenses. That's on calendar for 9 a.m. tomorrow in front of Judge Ochoa in his department, S-24. I think his typical practice is to issue a tentative ruling the evening or afternoon before, which is what he did a couple weeks ago. And so if we get a tentative ruling this afternoon, we'll distribute that to the parties as soon as we get that.
Great. Thank you, Brad.
I'm not aware of any different protocols for tomorrow's hearing than for the hearing on November 3rd. And then in regards to the December 16th hearing, Watermaster did make those filings on Tuesday this week. The motion regarding the requesting the court to approve the update to the safe yield reset methodology, as well as the request that the court receive and file the most recent semi-annual OBMP status report. And beyond that, I don't have any updates.
Okay. Thank you, Brad.
Thank you.
Anybody online or in the room have any questions for Brad? All right. Thank you, Brad. All right. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning. No significant updates. We just have tied down the ground level monitoring committee next meeting for December 13th at 10 a.m. here at Watermaster. But other than that, no changes from last week. Okay. Happy to answer any questions.
Great. Thank you, Andy. Anybody online or in the room have questions for Andy? All right. Looks like Joe's excited about getting called up here. So, Joe, what's going on?
My report is the same as the paper.
Never mind. All right. For anybody online, Joe jumped up to the podium. So, anybody have any questions for Joe? Anybody in it here? No.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. All right, move on to Peter. Good morning again.
My reports are mostly the same as last week. I did, however, want to ask if anyone had the opportunity to review the resume for Mr. Seppos. I circulated that, I believe, to the pool chairs and asked that they distribute that to their pools. My intention is to recommend to the board to proceed with hiring Mr. Seppos. I did find his resume to be quite impressive. Again, I'd had very good feedback from people that worked with him. He was on the list of people that DWR works with for GSA facilitations, although they were very careful to point out to me they cannot recommend anyone. So I didn't know if anyone had any questions or any thoughts or any input on Mr. Seppos.
Yeah, I think that would be a great thing to get feedback from anybody on this committee. So anybody review that app or the resume and have any thoughts or thoughts on the process? Go ahead, Justin.
We haven't received any information besides the verbal committee.
It was sent to the pool chair and vice chairs for all three pool committees on Thursday. I can, if it helps any, I can read to you from his summary of experience. It might be a good thing to spend a couple minutes on. Mr. Chair, you're not going to get the record for the shortest advisory committee meeting anyway.
I gave that up a long time ago.
So
at least to remind me. Yes.
So, his summary of experience from his CV is Dave Seppos has a comprehensive background developing consensus-based, stakeholder-driven resource management processes. He specializes in water policy and natural resources facilitation, mediation, and strategic planning. He additionally has considerable management of public outreach and engagement processes and field experience in watershed planning, ecological assessment, hydrology, hazardous waste management, and habitat restoration. That's the summary at the very top. The resume goes on for a few pages listing different agencies that he's worked with. The closest one to us is Ventura County, and that facilitation that's actually live and going on now. There's been no involvement in Chino Basin that I can tell from Mr. Seppos, which I think is helpful in terms of choosing someone that can be neutral. And in terms of employment experience, he is now the director and managing senior mediator and senior policy advisor at Sacramento State Consensus and Collaboration Program. He's been there since 2018, so 4+ years there. Before that, the same institution was called Sacramento State Center for Collaborative Policy, where he was the associate director for 15 years. So 15 years as associate director, and then moved up. And before that, the 15 years prior to that, he was with Jones and Stokes as the senior mediator, facilitator, and before that had experience with Tetra Tech and US EPA. So quite a breadth of experience. He's not green in a sense of lacking experience, and he's well experienced in facilitation and mediation. So I don't know if there's any other information I can provide that might be helpful.
Yeah. What's the plan for, is that plan to discuss that with the board today?
Yes. The board gave me direction to do a little research and come back and make a recommendation. And to me, the most efficient way to move forward is to find someone that fits the bill that isn't offensive to anyone, because that's important for a facilitation, and move forward with that. My intention is to use, we have a little bit of budget for that. So we can certainly start the process. And once we get into the process, if it's quick and smooth, I think we can accommodate it within the budget that's already been approved. If not, we'd come back to you with a better assessment of what's involved after. If it is to be Mr. Seppos, then after he gets an assessment of, you know, what the issues are from the parties and how long he thinks a facilitation would take.
Thank you. I think last week when you mentioned the name, I looked him up, and there's a lot of stuff available online, but sorry about not obviously having the resume distributed amongst the group with the appropriate pool, but perhaps either of your pools, did you have any comments or thoughts on it?
Mr. Chairman, Jeff Pearson, Ag Pool. I have had the opportunity to review the resume of Dave, and I feel very comfortable with his technical and trying to think the proper wordage, but his abilities to handle a facilitation in a neutral fashion. And I want to commend our general manager for finding somebody that I believe, based upon what I've read, can handle, you know, a facilitation between the parties that are involved in the questions and where we will need to, determine how to move forward. So I'm very comfortable with the choice. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Anybody have comments for Peter that he can convey to the board as he discusses this today?
Chair,
Mr. Chairman.
Brian, is that you?
All right, one was me.
Yeah, go for it, Brian.
The deeper voice was mine. So I was kind of the one that recommended this, or at least raised my hand and said, yeah, a facilitator I think would be a good idea. Ironically, the general manager has chosen somebody that I've worked with in the past, and I have not talked to Peter about this. So Dave did a fabulous job working in a politically hot environment, forming a GSA up north that I was participating in. And I have nothing but high regard for him. So I think he'd be a phenomenal choice for this.
Thank you, Brian. That's great to hear. Who was the higher voice that was online? Oh, it was you. Okay. I thought it was online. All right. Thank you. Any other comments or anybody else had the opportunity to work with him in the past? All right. So that's some feedback.
That's very helpful, Brian. Thank you. On the status of the project description for the OBMP CEQA, we should be ready to distribute that today, maybe tomorrow at the latest, and have a follow-up workshop in early December. I have nothing new to report on our workshop number 4, other than the closer we get to December 5th, the more excited I get. We have the staff from the 3 munis, as well as our staff, working together to pull together the presentation.
Quick question on the project description. So once that goes out, are you looking for any other feedback, and or is it to bring it to that workshop? Is that the intent?
It's to bring it to the workshop. Yeah.
Thank you.
I think everybody has seen our presentation. We'll give the same presentation on our holiday charity event at the board meeting that is following at 11 a.m. this morning. And under other, I'd like to ask Justin Nakano to give a brief statement on the Lower Day project, or is it Edgar?
Doesn't seem to be.
Testing? Ah, thank you. Thank you, Peter. For the Lower Day project, which is substantially complete, as it's part of the 2013 RMPU project, we finished just under budget, or so we thought. There were some administrative costs left over associated with actually the cost for obtaining the grants. And so right now we're projected to be over budget on that project by maybe 5 to 10,000, somewhere along that line. So by the next RIPCOM meeting in January, you will see a bit of a presentation on that and potentially a budget amendment in future meetings regarding that project.
Thank you, Justin.
Any questions?
Yeah, any questions for Justin? Thank you.
Thanks, Justin. We're very careful with your money. We want no surprises, so we thought we'd let you know, even if it's a smaller amount. That concludes my report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I like it. Peter took all the good ones and then he gave the budget amendment to Justin. So good job, buddy. All right. Thank you, Peter. Move on to the IUA update. There is a written report in the package, and I would ask, is there anyone from IUA that has any supplement to that or wants to add anything? Hi, Christiana.
Mr. Chair, hi. This is Christiana. I had an update as it relates to MWD, but I can wait for that.
No, that would be great. Please cover it. Thank you.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Good morning, everybody. I just wanted to provide a quick update on some MWD activities. So MWD is currently working through some board leadership changes with the election of their new board chair starting in January, and that would be Adan Ortega. And so they're looking at determining what the chair committee positions would be and who would get those positions. Also with those leadership, the new leadership will have several challenges in 2023, including drought conditions on both the State Water Project as well as the Colorado River Aqueduct. And specific to our region, we are working with Metropolitan IEUA and Three Valleys specifically are state water dependent MET member agencies. And so we're looking at how we can maximize the supplies from Metropolitan to our MET member agencies. And we're currently working through human health and safety demands with Metropolitan, as well as some additional supplies to meet our demands, given the limited supplies that we have. In addition, IEUA submitted a letter of support for Metropolitan's Pure Water Southern California Potable Reuse Project that they're calling Pure Water. And I think that's all I have.
Thank you, Christiana.
Happy to answer questions.
Anybody have any questions for IEUA?
Mr. Chair, Ron Craig.
Yeah, Ron, go ahead.
Hey, not a question, but just a comment I wanted to express on behalf of Chino Hills, that advisory committee, our appreciation for the representation that IEUA is doing at MET. This is a real critical time that's protracted, and you know, we really appreciate there's a lot of arm wrestling, I'm sure, going on relative to these allocations, and feel confident that IEUA is representing the interests of Chino Basin in an extremely effective manner. So thanks for that.
Thank you, Ron.
Thanks, Ron. Well said. And appreciate Christiana for coming on. If we don't have any other questions for IEUA, we'll move any other MET member updates. Is there anybody from Three Valleys or Western online that wants to add anything? All right. Okay, committee member comments. Anybody in the room? Go ahead, Justin.
Oh, just real quick, a few of us were at a recognition for Brian Bocock, the director for Three Valleys Municipal Water District, who is stepping down after 20 years. So just it was a very moving recognition, and I know a lot of us know him quite well. And then also great, I encourage everybody to step up and donate to the Water Masters fundraising effort. And if you still have some remaining change in your pocket, I also strongly recommend that everyone donate to the Monta Vista Water District, Monta Vista Water Whiskers team, which is raising funds for the Movember Foundation for Support of Men's Health. Please check out the Movember website and search for Monta Vista Water Whiskers. If you can give us just a few dimes, we can reach our goal of $4,500. We're just $1,000 short right now.
Awesome.
So thank you.
Thank you, Justin. Appreciate it. Other comments? Anybody online have any comments? All right. Any other business?
No, sir.
All right. And we don't have any confidential sessions. So thank you, everyone. Well, meeting is adjourned.